Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can I speak with Richard Nagy, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon me?
All right, sir, and to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
64.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your primary branch or of the trade? Would that be a refractory bricklayer, a marble mason, a terrazzo?
Brick and stone.
Brick and stone,
residential, commercial.
Okay, so a mason helper or finisher, or be marble mason or bricklayer?
More of a mason bricklayer.
Okay, so be more of a mason bricklayer.
Oh, yeah.
The labor days
are over.
So it's stone mason or cement mason?
What?
Would be more like a stone mason or a cement mason?
Yeah. No, the stone mason.
Stone.
Yeah.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
About every one of them.
Okay, but which one would you say, because I can only pick one, which one were you more, you know, of it? Journey level mechanic, foreman, apprentice, or
foreman.
Finisher? Foreman. Okay.
Foreman. And also okay, an instructor.
Yes or no? All right. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. So in approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, you know, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last 12 months? In your craft, if any?
Well, I don't really want to work because I'm 85 years old now.
Oh, okay, so be more than...
I've done my share of work.
Okay. Okay, now yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, no, right.
All union,
yes,
all the time.
No, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get this sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number as there were, you know, this time last year?
Well, I don't know about this year, but I know there was a lot more work when I was coming up in the trade.
All right, but not right now, right? You don't know right now?
I don't follow it that much. Of course, there's residential isn't very good. Commercial is not bad right now.
Okay, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, or fewer construction projects, or about the same number of that there were last year?
Well, I think there's a few less non-union right now.
So it'd be fewer, right? Fewer?
Fewer non-union.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right, so and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union practice in your community? Yes or no?
Well, I think they could use more.
Okay, so
more union
yes.
contractors.
Right. Okay, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No, I never really worked as a steward.
Okay. All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, you know, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think there will be less unemployment than when I was coming up in the trade.
Okay. Okay, now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years there will be, will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
That's hard to tell. I hope it gets better.
It'll be, get better, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, ever started switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on, you know, on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay. Would that be dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall or risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Well, yes, safety concern, very important.
But so which one was the most, you know, the concerns that you had back then?
I would say safety.
Unsafe power tools?
Well, and scaffolding and whatever.
Okay, so be fall risk, right? Like fall risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we certain, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, not in the last 12 months. They're doing a lot of changes here.
Okay.
From
for each of the
following.
Locals. Okay. Please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like picketing, yes or no?
No.
What about union organization?
What about it? What do you mean?
Have you participated in the activity in the last 12 months?
No, not recently.
Okay, what about political canvassing?
Not really.
Okay. All right, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, I've been on so many jobs over the years, you know.
But did
I wouldn't
they,
know which one.
Did they visited, you know, the project regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, they didn't do bad years ago. Yeah, they would visit it.
Okay,
yeah.
Be regularly, right, or occasionally?
Occasionally. Then they have stewards on the job.
Okay, okay, sir, changing the subject to the world beyond, you know, the union. Please rank the following news sources from one you are mostly like to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, here's the first one, the radio, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers, or friends and neighbors.
Newspapers and books from the union.
So be newspaper, like online, right? What about a radio?
Not much of that going on here.
What about friends and neighbors?
Not much.
Your local TV news program?
I don't even know.
Okay, that would be, can you give me like a two or three to be like maybe radio?
No, I don't listen to no radio.
So
it's on TV a little bit. The union does a few things on TV.
TV. What about the internet or social media?
Well, I don't really get into that.
Not that. Okay, well, what about, you say cable news? Cable news?
No.
Not that. What about friends and neighbors? You said no either, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Okay, we're calling from, the name of the company is Opinion Research, but on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers, okay, and Allied Craft Workers, which is what they call, you know, BEC, you know, the union.
Yeah, Bricklayers and Allied Craftsmen.
Yes, sir. And okay, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? You know, foreign policy, jobs, and the economy, supports for labor unions, immigration, the environment, education, or healthcare, or something else.
Well, what we need now is more younger kids getting into it.
Okay, All right, sir, and as you may know, BAC, you know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, not recently, but no, I've been out of the trade for quite a few years, you know, retired.
Okay.
But I know what you mean
by
it.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that the federal elected officials support it?
Yes, I think it's important.
Would that be very or just somewhat important?
Whatever.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, I'm strictly Democrat.
So you think the Democrats would support it more or the Republicans?
They should, yeah.
Okay.
They should be
Democratic. All right, sir, and as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over dispute regarding pay, you know, and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well, all the auto workers should stick together, and they should give the people the money they should be making.
Okay, so be the United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more you support?
Well, I think it should be more for the labor.
Okay, all right. Sir, please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done, you know, with each of the following, okay? The first one will be his job as a president overall. Would you approve or disapprove the job he's done?
Yes, I do.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approval.
What about foreign affairs?
The what?
Foreign affairs? Yes.
He's doing the best he can do.
Okay, so be it strongly or just somewhat?
Well, it's strongly he's trying.
Healthcare. Yeah. What about healthcare? Has he done do you approve the job he has done with healthcare?
Well, we need a little more for the seniors. More healthcare.
So would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve on that?
Strongly approve.
What about support for labor unions?
Yeah, I support labor union.
Okay, what about the economy?
Well, I don't know much about that.
Okay, so it'll be, okay, what about immigration?
I don't really follow that much either.
Okay, don't know about that. Okay, no problem. Thank you, sir. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I'm not really approving of it.
So be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strong disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. All right, thank you. Okay, now are you registered to vote, sir?
Registered what? To vote?
To vote, yes.
Is that what you said? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right, so I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
No, I'm certain.
I'm certain. Okay. All right, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
All right, sir. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then turning back to back, okay, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I would say fair right now. They need to get some more stuff organized.
Okay, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. Okay. All right, sir, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't really know how they can improve it.
Okay. So you don't really have an idea, right?
No, you know, when I'm retired, you don't pay as much attention to it.
Okay, let me just write this down real quick and we'll be done. Okay, you really don't know, right? So. You say you retire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Retired.
And I've also done 10 years of teaching masonry union in high schools.
Okay.
And I told the students, try and get into the union.
All right, sir. And what do you think the union's top priorities should be, you know, for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Well, getting jobs.
Okay. Getting more projects, right?
Yeah, more projects. Get better relations with the contractors.
Okay.
Now, hey, I want to know why you picked me.
Well, they have information, you know, on the people that has, you know, work for the union. So that's why they're calling all these people, you know, they got the name, they have, you know, they have most of the information, you know, to call people that have worked for the union. That's why I guess that's why they have us call you. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be text or SMS, email, job site, mail, or union meetings?
No, I think they should still have the union meetings.
Union meetings, okay.
And locals.
All right, sir.
Different locals.
Okay, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to back, you know? Would you say four or more times a year, couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, maybe a couple times a year.
All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, the last few questions, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat,
okay. All right, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my what?
Your race.
Race? White.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name, sir?
Richard.
Richard. All right, Richard, this concludes our survey, and really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? You have a good evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.